Today I'd like to talk about a very unique saint, Saint Joseph Cupertino. His feast day is not on the universal calendar, but if you were to attend Mass this morning at the Poor Clares in Alexandria or any Franciscan order, they'd be celebrating their feast day of this Franciscan saint, Saint Joseph Cupertino. A very interesting and unique person, as you'll see. He was born in the year 1603 on the outskirts of Brindisi, Italy, to a very poor family, so poor that he was born in the shed in the back of the house. He had a very unhappy childhood. He lost his father when he was very young. His widowed mother was very severe and always considered him a nuisance. The children of the town made fun of him because of his appearance, and he was considered really the village idiot. And he didn't help himself because he had a very hot and fiery temper, and he did not make friends easily. He tried different trades. He became an apprentice to a shoemaker, but he failed miserably at that. But at the age of 17, though, he decided to try to enter the Franciscans. But that didn't work out. He wasn't accepted at first, and then he entered the Capuchins, but he was then dismissed after 8 months because he was very absent-minded, very unreliable. And for example, he'd be working in the kitchen and he would drop, 20 or 30 plates and it would all shatter. So he wasn't able to do much there, so they sent him home. But then his mother had some connections through an uncle and another relative in a different Franciscan order. So they allowed him to join, but not as a religious, not as a brother, but just as a helper, a volunteer, a servant. And so they would allow him to wear the third order garment of a tertiary, a third order Franciscan. And he just worked doing manual labor, taking care mostly of the horses. So he worked out in the stables, took care of the horses. And during this time, he underwent this transformation. He began to get his temper under control. He began to become more pleasant and kind. And he began to develop spiritually, spending more time in prayer and doing penance. So eventually, he was accepted as a novice into this religious community. He, however, did very poorly at his studies. He had a very difficult time reading and writing. And he actually got ordained basically by accident, but with God, of course, there are no accidents. It was part of divine providence. And so he, as a priest, would live there at the monastery, spending most of his time in prayer, fasting, mortification, doing all the least sought-after jobs. But what was unique, though, about him was the mystical experiences that he had, including levitation. When he would pray or attend Mass or read the Divine Office, he would be seen being lifted off the ground a couple feet, sometimes even higher. There are 70 recorded times that St. Joseph Cupertino levitated. And again, hundreds of witnesses saw this during the next 35 years. In fact, if you read the lives of the saints, there are about 200 saints that the Lord gave this mystical experience of levitation, that they get caught up so much in union with God and in oneness with God and this ecstasy of union with God that their bodies become so light that they float. Again, it's in over 200 of the lives of the saints, you'll read this miraculous gift. He was also known for healings. People would come to him, he would pray with them, and they would be miraculously healed. But he was persecuted by the church authorities because they were very suspicious of this. And so for 35 years, his order did not allow him to say public Mass. He had to eat alone. He basically lived as a hermit at the monastery in seclusion. But people, of course, had knew about his reputation and would flock to have him pray with them and give them a blessing. Then he was sent to Assisi for 13 years, where he spent time more or less in seclusion and solitude. But again, the crowds of pilgrims would still find him. Towards the end of his life, he went through what's called the dark night of the soul, where he lost all of these consolations and these the spiritual sweetness, very similar to what Mother Teresa went through for many years of her life, when the Lord allowed her to experience the dark night of the soul, the no consolations, no feeling of spiritual sweetness. But then, right at the end of his life, before he died at the age of 60, these mystical experiences returned. He was canonized 100 years after his death in the year 1767. So what we see about this Saint Joseph of Cupertino was that he became very humble, he was very childlike, very innocent, a very simple man whom God worked incredible mystical experiences. By the end of his life, he was known for his penance, his prayer, his sweetness, his humility, and his great love of God. He's the patron saint of all airline pilots and all aviators because of his ability to levitate. So we pray today, Saint Joseph of Cupertino, pray for us.